Welcome to the show. This is the Cult of Conspiracy. My name's Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And sorry we've been away for a few days. We've had some fun things happening in our lives lately.
No doubt.
It's been a big change of scenery for definitely me. My life has changed a little bit. But we don't want to go too deep into that. It's all been good things. Just know that.
All good.
But if anybody hasn't heard already, I'm sure you have, about the Kyle Rittenhouse thing.
Yeah, let's just dive straight into it.
Dive balls deep into it. Freaking Kyle Rittenhouse this whole time. The Kenosha kid. This whole time, everybody's been saying, oh, he's gonna get sent to jail. He's been doing this. He's been doing that. And, like, you know, everybody's been saying, oh, there's going to be another riot if he's not convicted.
That's LeBron, why we need him out there.
Right. LeBron James going out there, and he's commenting on it. I'm like, LeBron, shut your face, dude.
Bro, let's not even go over LeBron right now. You saw him cream that dude?
Dude.
Dropped an elbow on him and had him bloody as fuck?
Dude, that's some crime right there.
Dude, that was so unnecessary. And it's like, oh, it was an accident. There's no way you accidentally busted his face like that.
Dude, and LeBron is the biggest flopper in the NBA.
Oh, he a bitch, dude. I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm saying, you remember that game where the AC was out and it was like 70 degrees in there and he had heat cramps?
Oh,
70 degrees in the stadium. And you got heat cramps and can't continue. Bruh, get out of here.
It's just these spoiled athletes, dude. They think, oh, I got a pedestal to stand on. You know what? I'm going to go back to something an old reporter once said. Mm. Shut up and dribble.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, we don't care about your political views on anything. Do your sport. Have your fun. Get your, get all of your...
Make your money.
Make your money. Get your Nike commercials. Do some Under Armour shit.
Sure.
But don't dive into politics. It's not what you went to school for. It's not what you're paid to do. And quite frankly, nobody gives two flying shits about your opinion anyway.
I think Dave Chappelle said it best. Talking about after 9/11, I think it was MTV or VH1 had, they're like, as everybody knows, the Twin Towers were hit. We have Ja Rule on the phone to give his opinion. Ja Rule, are you here? No one, not a single person, when the Twin Towers were hit, said, where's Jaws?
Right.
We need Jaws' opinion. Not one. Not one person.
Nobody, dude.
Same here. But anyway, I digress.
That's exactly what we're talking about, though. Like, all of these people, and this is exactly, in my opinion, the establishment's plan all along. It's to boast up these characters, whether it be sports characters, movie characters, I mean, political characters, it doesn't matter. It's to get you to like them. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, like, my favorite ever sports player growing up was always Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could have told me that fucking hippos is the best thing to ever do, and I probably would have done it. Yeah, I probably would have.
Because you respected him.
Because I respected him. I liked him a lot. Dude, I borderline loved the guy. I mean, worshipped him.
Look at Conor McGregor, right?
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best fighters of all time.
Right, right.
With you. However, the only reason why you know him as opposed to the hundreds of other fighters is because he is a character. He is a hater. He's a professional hater.
Yes.
And he has built a reputation to where people notice what he's doing.
And that dance that he does, dude, it's so cocky. I love it.
But my point is, though, same with these other professional athletes. The only way they have a following like they do, it's no longer based off of your abilities. Mm-hmm. It's based off of your character of who you are. Does that make sense?
That's exactly what it is.
What was his name? Football player would never answer an interview question.
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Now look at what
he's
done.
I love that dude.
No doubt. Look at what he's done since he's got out of the NFL.
Yeah.
Just as a character, as himself, he's on shows nonstop making buku money.
Yeah. He's on.
Nobody cares about what. First off, he was a beast on the field.
I mean, his name was Beast Mode.
I'm just saying, but. Now you don't know him as Beast Mode. Now you know him as Marshawn Lynch, who's always hooking up to do shows and shit.
Right, right, right.
But anyway.
And he's hilarious.
He is.
But,
oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Marshawn Lynch, even if you came out and voiced your political opinion.
I wouldn't listen.
Even
if I agreed with them, it's like, that's cool. Cool that we're on the same page. But like,
right. You're not swaying me one way or another there, Marshawn. Not that you would. You probably don't care.
Probably not.
Because Marshawn just seems like a cool dude who
he just doesn't seem like he cares about
dive
anything.
Into that kind of shit. But this show isn't about Marshawn Lynch, and it's not about Brett Favre, and it's not about LeBron James.
You.
LeBron,
but we will talk
LeBron
about
James.
The Kenosha kid getting acquitted of all five charges, which we knew he was going to.
Yes.
And people are so upset by this. They are upset that a child rapist who has five times raped children was shot dead in self-defense. They're upset about that.
You know why they're upset? It's because CNN told them to be upset.
Yeah.
It's because Fox News told them. Well, I don't know. Fox News is probably on Rittenhouse's side.
I think what they're upset about is the fact that a person, doesn't matter his age, defended himself with an AR, which is an evil weapon of war. It's not. But they're pissed.
It's an assault rifle.
Right. Oh, my God. But they're pissed because the 2A community's argument just got proven correct. Because you need a weapon to defend yourself against shit like that.
I mean, if anything, this was all in favor of the National Rifle Association and all them, right? Like,
which everybody, I'm not a big supporter of the NRA, to be honest with you.
I mean, neither am I. I'm just saying, like, everybody who is pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment.
This is a huge win for the gun community.
This was a big thing because, dude, mark my words, if he would have been sent off to jail, I mean, this was a slam dunk for all of the crazy, you know, progressives, and I say that with quotations because you're not progressive at all. You're just fucking retarded.
Yeah.
But I say this because if he would have been convicted, dude, they would have been gunning right after us, pun intended.
Yep.
Okay. And without guns, I mean, they would be coming at us.
They
with
would have
guns.
Gone to take all of our weapons because there would have. This was a big trial, not just for one kid, which I also feel really bad for this kid. He's 18 years old, and now he is going to be one of the most politically polarized figures of our generation, and he didn't ask for that. He went out there to do what he thought was right and to help people.
I mean, dude, that's patriotic to me.
I agree, but he found himself in a bad situation.
No, I wouldn't have done the same, to be honest with you. I'm not going to put myself in harm's way, but I do respect the gigantic balls on this kid to go up there and just say, you know what? You're not going to keep on looting. You're not going to keep on destroying these cities all out of riots. What was it for? The George Floyd shit? That went on for months.
Right.
And how many people died? How many businesses got burned down?
The business that he was there to protect is owned by two Arab dudes. Throw that out there. And the three people he killed are all white guys.
It
but somehow
matter.
He's a white supremacist.
He's a white supremacist because of white on white crime. That makes a lot of sense.
Because
people don't think with a brain these days. They've taken in too much fluoride. They've been brainwashed by mainstream media. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem is that we all only pay attention to headlines and nobody actually dives deep into the details.
No.
If we found out that Rittenhouse
was
a let's say he was a black guy, or if he was a Mexican guy or an Asian guy, this I don't know if this story would be that big.
No. I'll tell you what, let's take it to that level. Breonna Taylor's boyfriend.
Okay.
Because now that's the big comparison. They're like, so if he's innocent, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend should be innocent, right? First of all, yes. He should be, okay? That was a no-knock raid. He didn't know who had just busted through his front door, and he fired at a silhouette.
Yeah.
Come to find out it was a cop. That's incorrect. He should be fucking free. That is an innocent. That is a correct kill, in my opinion.
I mean, dude, there's always... People forget that you're always allowed to stick up for yourself, self-defense. If somebody is coming after you, I don't care if they're coming after you with a toothpick, you have every single right to fucking put two or three in the head, dude.
See, in the Marines, we were taught to escalation of force, right?
Okay.
So, like, if somebody comes at you with a knife, you're allowed to take it to a gun level. You one-up the aggressor.
Okay. That's for safety precaution, I would say so.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not a knife enthusiast and you don't know how to Zorro somebody.
But if somebody's got a pistol, okay, so by my standards, I can come at you with a shotgun.
Okay.
Or a rifle. I'm going to one-up the aggressor. That's how we were taught, and I personally agree with it.
Yeah, dude. And because, look, you're not trying to... The goal is not to have a fight with somebody.
No.
The goal is to protect yourself. If you were just doing it for the fun, then you would pull out your knife or pull out your sword like we got back here.
Or your skateboard and try to crack a kid who's actually armed.
Yeah.
Because that made sense.
And nobody's coming after that kid.
I love how the guy who got his bicep blown out, like, you saw the prosecutor whenever he admitted, like, he only shot me after I drew down on him. And his lawyer just...
Dummy.
Like, well...
You just fucked yourself, bud.
And then the DA, the assistant DA, whatever he was, he's over here asking these absurd, off-the-wall questions. Do you know why hollow points are used in hunting? And da-da-da, like, no one uses hollow points in hunting. And he's like, shut that shit down. You're not even a member of Kenosha. You're not a part of this community. He's like, my dad lives in Kenosha.
Right,
I'm a lifeguard at the local pool. Bruh, every single thing they brought forward, they shot themselves in the foot, figuratively, multiple times, start to finish.
I mean, dude, it was a without a doubt the biggest I mean, we had somebody comment here because we are streaming live on TikTok. Yeah. We do like to do that from time to time.
No doubt.
If you do want to go check us out on TikTok, we are at Cult of Conspiracy 37. It's the number 37. This is, somebody said, you guys are correct on the wind thing, but that was a massive L for this country. I wonder if you could delve in a little bit deeper.
Yeah, go ahead and have a follow-up comment listening. There. Because I don't necessarily think it was an L for the country. I think that justice was served on this particular case. However, I see this having massive blowback, and this is not going to be an isolated incident. Things are going to get real stupid real quick, and they're going to go back to this case as the guiding stone for all other things from this point forward until the progressives finally take over.
Here's my thing, dude. This shouldn't have even been like a major thing in the spotlight compared to everything else that was going on.
But it
burning down cities, looting stores. I mean, look at what happened to Portland and all these other places.
Right.
In Wisconsin and Minnesota. I mean, all over the place. California.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's just a shit show. Over
it
there.
Was just an absolute nightmare. And then you got Gavin Newsom in the background saying, oh, it's not really that bad. You know, it's these are mostly peaceful protests. Meanwhile, a fucking building's on fire in the background.
Behind him. Saying this is mostly peaceful protest with a literal dumpster fire behind him.
Oh, my God. What an absolute crackhead
but
that
guy is.
But
do y'all know why it's going to this level? Is because there is a case going on, or it's about to start. It's the case that we've been waiting on ever since Epstein Island got discovered. We are about to start the trial for Ghislaine Maxwell.
I like to call her Ghislaine.
Yeah.
Because she's taken a lot of loads, I'm sure, in her day.
I'm sure she has. But that trial is about to start in, I think, 8 days as a time of recording.
Yeah, pretty soon.
And everybody is more focused on all this other shit rather than the massive global elite sex trafficking ring that's about to get exposed. No one's even talking about that.
Dude, I mean, I couldn't be more pumped for this entire case. It's something that, you know, whenever Epstein first didn't kill himself, that first happened, and then they finally got a hold of Ghislaine Maxwell, and they kept her, and here's the thing, dude. She wasn't even hiding out.
No.
She was waiting for the taking. You ever seen those movies? Like, in what was that movie? The Batman movie, The Dark Knight. Okay, and whenever the Joker just got himself, like, they just let him take him.
Yeah.
Let him take him to jail or whatever, right? And this happened in several different movies where the bad guy lets you take them so that they can get on the inside. For the Joker's case, he wanted to get
into prison.
He wanted to get in there and into the asylum and rile up all the people or start up whatever his plan was. I don't know. It's been a little while since I've seen that movie.
For her, it was for protection because she knew that she was about to get suicided. So she's a lot safer in solitary confinement unless she gets Epstein'd, which...
I mean,
I... still have a few days, y'all.
I mean, after all that Epstein shit went down, the last place I would want to be is under the supervision of some security guards whose cameras don't work and, you know...
But her odds are better there. Her odds are better there than in her house when an assassin can actually just kill her.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know.
Or maybe she honestly thought she was going to get away with it, and that's why she didn't hide. She honestly thought, like, oh, I'm not even worried about it. I have a lot of connections at the top. I'm not worried about it.
Right,
that could have been it, too.
But that's the big thing here. It's that, you know, this whole Kenosha thing, this whole Rittenhouse. I mean, first off, it was completely blown out of proportion. There should have been way other shit that is way more important than this whole case.
Right.
Just as far as how all the riots were going down.
A kid killed 3 felons, and no one's asked why the felon had a pistol. No one asked why a convicted felon had a pistol in the first place and drew down on a 17-year-old. No one has asked that question, but I digress.
Well, it's because Black Lives Matter. That's why.
Right.
Black Lives Matter.
And it was not even a black dude.
I know. What an absolute joke. But that's why they were rioting, you know? And that's really the sad thing is that all these people were rioting and looting and throwing Molotov cocktails into these stores and everything. They didn't give 2 shits about whatever the cause was. It was just like, oh, look, they're rioting. Let's go riot. We want to go have fun. We want to pretend like we're living in Call of Duty world and go loot some shit and go get some new free TVs and free clothes and free shoes. Screw all those people. And I hate whenever this is something that really chaps me. I'm going to say something that really freaking chaps me.
You know what grinds my gears?
What really chaps my bottom. All right.
Here we go.
It's whenever I swear, dude, I know a Democrat whenever I'm listening to one, okay? And look, I'm not left, right, or anything like that, but it's just so obvious whenever all this shit goes down. whenever you're talking about, oh, those poor store owners, those people that own those stores and own those gas stations and stuff like that, whenever they're being burned down, they said, oh, well, you know, it didn't really matter because they had insurance anyway.
No, they don't understand how that works. Oh, my God,
that fucking chaps me, dude.
Those people obviously don't understand how insurance works because, yes, you do have insurance for accidental fire.
Right.
When there is a riot, there is no insurance company that's coming to help you. You're just out. And they're like, that's not true. Look, read it. Fucking read it. These business owners, which that's why nobody wants to open their own business anymore, is because of shit like this.
Yeah.
Because you have no protection. You have nobody coming to help you when the time comes. Look at what happened with COVID. So many small businesses got shut down and had no help. The government gave them subsidies or whatever. That wasn't even enough to make payroll for 1 week.
Dude, and who remembers whenever all the governors of all those states, they kept on saying, I believe that it was especially Gavin Newsom, that deranged nut job, whenever he was saying, look, he was telling all the store owners, look, just let them take whatever they want. Let them burn it down. Let them do this. It'll be safer for you to just let them come in and steal all your shit. Dude, I mean, we are living in loony world. Whenever that's going down, like we don't have anybody that is like on our side that's saying, oh, you know, protect yourself. Go get some firearms. Go load up on ammunition.
Oh, we do, but they're called racists these days. The people that are just telling you to just defend yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just white supremacists. They're racist. What? Why? Because they want you to have a weapon to defend yourself and your property.
Dude.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, this is the problem. It's that, you know, I talked about it before whenever we're going into the levels of subconscious within our mind. And whenever you're watching TV, you're instantly dropped into the alpha brain. And now a lot of people think that the alpha brain is like, you know, your most badass self, right? Sure. But whenever you're in the alpha state of mind within your subconscious, that's the first level of that's the lightest level of trance, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, all these movies and everything, they're able to seed little seedlings into your subconscious without you even knowing or giving it permission or anything like that. This is what happens whenever you watch anything on Disney or anything in the news. It's, you know, Keanu Reeves in the red dress and all that shit. Why was he paying attention to the woman in the red dress? It's just a play on his subconscious, right? Mm-hmm. And so whenever we're watching TV and we're going from the beta state of mind, which is the absolute awake, and then you're going into the alpha state of mind after only watching TV, most people can't resist falling into the alpha state of mind after watching TV for only 1 minute. You watch TV for more than 1 minute, you're in the alpha state of mind, you're in a light trance, and that is how people are being brainwashed and manipulated, because you go and you talk to anybody, ask them what their opinions are about anything politically, they're only going to state the shit that they hear on TV.
This is regurgitated information.
It's regurgitated.
Very few free thinkers out there anymore. Very few people that truly think for themselves and is like, okay, I know this is going on, but I disagree with it because of something educational. Like they have no individual thought process to say that this is why I feel this way. They're saying it because somebody else said it and they're just repeating it.
Yeah, and all they're doing, they just feel justified.
Yeah.
They feel extra justified whenever... Dude, you feel validated whenever Don Lemon agrees with you. You ought to take your head and pull it straight out of your ass, dude, because there's sunshine out in the sky, dude. And one day you're going to be able to see it. And one day you're going to be like, wow, I was such an idiot to believe Don Lemon or Rachel Maddow or any of these crazy clowns.
And I hate that. It's all about validation. People want to feel validated in whatever. Like, for example, okay, so you're a man. Well, how much of a man are you?
Yeah.
You're a Republican. How much of a Republican are you?
Yeah.
It's all about validation. That's why you have these political figures these days that are so polarizing. Nobody is like a normal person in D.C. anymore. It's always the extreme right or the extreme left, both of which are psychotic.
Absolutely.
But nobody can have a free thought anymore.
Well,
to get elected to your position, you have to be so polarized that nobody can doubt your staunch right or leftness.
Yes, yes.
Which is so stupid.
You're cemented into it at that point. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. I mean, honestly, dude, I think that we can all agree that the country has been being run into the ground the past couple of years.
And I think we can also all agree that Epstein Island was fucked and that people on both sides of the aisle were involved with that.
And shit didn't start going downhill until Epstein. Until the whole island debacle, when everybody started hearing about it, whenever Trump started talking about, you know, you should hear about Prince Andrew and all that stuff.
We got the video.
Yeah, we got a clip of it. It's actually insane, dude. Whenever Trump was talking about, you know, Prince Andrew.
I'll put it on. Y'all may or may not be able to see it. Just bear with me here.
We got the audio.
Tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
the Clintons are friends.
And he's been there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know.
You're friendly.
Them.
You know them.
They
you,
play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play.
Yeah, that's all we need from that.
That's it.
So, yeah, I mean, this was before Trump even got elected, that he was talking about, you know, Epstein Island, how it was an absolute cesspool. You could just ask Prince Andrew and all these different people that were going to Epstein Island. Why do you think they're so they're trying to keep this so under wraps, dude?
Why do you think they're boosting the Rittenhouse trial results, which are done and over with? It's a dead topic.
Completely done now.
But they're going to keep it rolling and trying to stir up riots and get everybody pissed off about it so that nobody pays attention to the sex trafficking ring that's about to get blown wide open.
It's the same shit that happened, dude.
If she doesn't get suicide in the next few days.
It wouldn't be surprising.
Oh, dude.
It wouldn't be surprising. Although, I do believe... Now, I'm not going to say that I believe everything that goes on 4chan and Reddit and all that stuff
right,
as far
right.
as QAnon and stuff like that, but they do have some very interesting rabbit holes. And whenever you're talking about, you know, the people that are on the inside, the good guys, they call them the white hats, okay? These are the people that are on the inside. They're not pushing out all this information to the news. They're just handling all of it, you know, behind closed doors, right? And so they're saying that the white hats are really the ones that are in control. They're the ones that are, you know, they're letting all these people play out. Basically, they're saying that, you know, do you play chess?
Yeah.
They're saying basically what's going on is that, you know, like people know whenever you're in a chess game, you know, usually two or three moves in advance that you're about to, you know, become checkmate.
If you're good at it, you should know three moves ahead of what you're doing.
Right, but you should know, both two experienced chess players would know that, you know, if I'm about to checkmate you within the next move or two, maybe
sure.
even three, right?
Sure.
But really what's going on is the losers, which are the people that are in control right now, we'll call them the losers, right? Supposedly if this whole white hat thing really is going on, they're
right.
saying that the moves have already been played out. The bad guys are basically just stretching the game out as long as they can. They're doing whatever they can. Throw out the Kenosha kid. Throw out this. Throw out that. Let's, you know, NFL football games and, you know, all that shit. And so...
It was the same thing last year when everybody was in quarantine. They kept throwing out random obscure stories to keep people scared.
Murder hornets.
Do you remember murder hornets?
Murder hornets, yes.
Oh, they're the new... They're doing... It's like, yo, no one, not a single person saw one.
Dude. I mean, dude, back in the day, I never saw Ebola. I never saw mad cow disease.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
I never saw this shit.
Yeah, no, I know somebody who had, like, okay, swine flu. Okay?
Okay.
My former father-in-law had swine flu and almost died from it. Okay?
Mm.
So I'm not saying that these illnesses don't exist. I'm saying they're blown out of proportion. He almost died from it because he is in shit health as normal.
I see.
But,
yeah.
But most people who are of generally good health could bounce back from most of these things.
Yeah.
Same with COVID.
Yes.
Take your vitamins, go outside, and you realize you'll bounce back.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm perfectly fine, and I never got the old, you know,
no.
in the arm. I'm good. No. I'm doing just fine, and I plan on keeping it that way.
Absolutely,
and, dude,
bro.
Whenever I do start to feel sick, just like you said, you just got to do what you normally would if you're sick.
Drink it away, man. Well, that's what I do. When I start to feel a little sniffle or when I start to feel something, what I decided, I did this a long time ago, and it works.
Because
you think about it, alcohol is poison, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just killing it all from the inside out. So as soon as I get a fever or something like that, immediately down a bottle of whiskey.
It's the natural antibiotic.
Down a whole fifth over the course of an hour or two.
Okay.
Get litty as a titty.
Dude.
Okay.
You're beyond a titty. You're
right.
You're a set of titties, sir.
You wake up, you chug a Powerade or two, and you just go on about your life. It's not the end of the world, I promise you. They've been doing it for thousands of years. It works.
I mean, dude, but that just goes to show that every single thing, ever in the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, dude, we're coming up on fucking 2 years of this bullshit. I mean, silver lining, we got a great show out of it.
We did indeed.
We got a great show.
We can talk about these
things. I mean, dude, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I mean, we can't even really go into the vault and start talking about all the older conspiracies anymore. It doesn't even matter anymore. We're living in a conspiracy every single day now.
I've had like 20 people ask me to do a Sasquatch episode.
I would love to.
And I'm like, dude, Sasquatch has been played out. Everybody knows everything there is to know about Sasquatch, but...
The Sam Squanch.
That's the problem, though. We could do an episode on that, but yeah. That's not what we need to talk about right now.
No,
we have
no,
more
dude.
Important actual conspiracies that are playing out all around us that require our attention.
We're here to open up that third eye, and that means right now. We're not talking about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It's good to be aware of those things.
Let's talk about something from 50 years ago as of today.
Let's do it.
So... For those of you that don't know, today, as of time of recording, was supposed to be the day that all of JFK's files were released.
Yeah.
It's been 50 years, meaning that all classified documents after 50 years are hereby declassified and can be talked about, put on the public record, all of it.
Yep.
Except for the fact that Sleepy Joe came on the mic today and decided that they're going to keep that shit classified. For fucking what, man?
Why?
For what?
Because I know exactly why. Mm. I knew for a fact that they were never going to release that information anyway.
Yep.
Because it clearly shows that there was an insider. And whoever, what was the name of the dude that supposedly shot him?
Oh, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Which, okay, granted, he got one or two shots off. I will give the credit where credit is due. But there was more than one gunman. There had to be when you look at trajectory of bullets, when you look at the blast pattern from his skull. Like, they're, bro.
Dude, there's a whole video. You can go back and look up the cleared video, and it's the fucking driver that pulls back and bangs him right in the head, dude.
I've heard that. I saw the grassy knoll. There's so many, but you hear pop, 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 pop. Yeah. That bolt-action rifle cannot do it that fast, effectively. I'm sorry. I don't care what kind of training old boy had. I don't care what kind of psychotic... over obsessive shooting that guy was doing. There's no way you can get those rounds off in that amount of time.
And not that it helps, you know, not that anybody ever believes these statements, but Lee Harvey Oswald himself came out and said that, you know, like that wasn't on him. Like he was kind of set up to do it. And
he was
so
the fall guy.
He was his exact
and
words.
He
was the fall guy.
Before he could even stand trial. So we'll never hear his side of the story. But my point is though, that right now with all this other shit's going down, they're going to hold back documents on something that's 50 years old. Everybody knows that there was some inside shit with the JFK assassination. Nobody, no one, no fucking one.
No one.
Believes that that was a lone gunman.
Dude.
No one.
But why? Why is the big question? I can tell you why. It's because we are all under the assumption that our country loves us. Mm-hmm. We're all under that assumption.
I hate to
y'all. We all believe... You know, the main narrative saying that, you know, some Afghanistan or Iraqis, you know, attacked us on 9/11 whenever it was really us.
Because they're the bad guys.
Whenever JFK died and they blamed it on Lee Harvey Oswald, a lone shooter, it was really us.
It was LBJ.
I mean, whenever...
And the Mafia and a couple of other people.
Whenever the Titanic, you know, is crossing the Atlantic Ocean... And it just so happened that it wasn't even the real Titanic. And it just so happened to be everybody that was on board that opposed the new dollar that was going to be our one official currency. All the people that were against it, those people died. But, you know, it was an iceberg. We're going to blame it on an iceberg.
Totally.
It's never us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's never, they never take the blame. And that is to form this magical opinion that America the beautiful, America this, America that. Don't get me wrong. I love our country.
Mm-hmm.
I sincerely do. I do. Down to my soul, I do believe that it is the best country on the planet.
Definitely not an anti-American here.
No.
However, the United States government doesn't give a fuck about its people.
Dude.
And if you still believe that, I'm very sorry to be the one to burst your little bubble. My dad even... Mm-hmm. I have had to have this talk so many times with my dad because my dad is a hardcore blue pillar, okay? Mm. He is totally content with working his little job and just staying in his little bubble of the government's going to take care of you. You know, he's old school in this way. Like, if you get a good job with the company and you do good for that company, they'll take care of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
No,
that's incorrect.
All changed whenever we went from the United States of America to the Corporation of the United States
of
America.
Exactly. And the government kind of hadn't given a fuck about its people since, I don't want to say the beginning, but there was slavery in the beginning. So, yeah, the government picks and chooses who they give a fuck about. They give a fuck about the rich.
Right.
I'll give you that.
And, you know, I still remember. I want to say, well, it was back whenever old Barry was in office.
Yeah.
Speaking of Barry, I had a great conversation with a good old-fashioned leftist the other day.
Oh, no.
I went over to go pick up my kid, and I'm just going to say it, dude. I don't care. They don't listen to this show.
I already see where this is going.
I went over. No, I've said before that my my daughter's stepdad is an extreme Democrat. I thought that he was as worse as they could go. I thought that he was the absolute, the pinnacle of Democrats, okay?
Obama's hashtag president forever, that whole thing.
Yes, oh, all that bullshit, still believes that Biden's doing a great job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought that he was the absolute worst. That's why I never want to talk politics with him. Until I met his mother, okay?
Oh, no.
I mean...
You come by it honest, huh?
God bless this woman.
It's in the breeding.
God bless this woman. I started making... No. I will say this. So what happened was that she started talking shit about Trump's wife and saying that she was the worst first lady we've ever had. She's so ugly. She's so fake. She has first all this plastic all, surgery and all this shit.
Name
right?
one other first lady who had a Playboy spread. I'm sorry. You want to say she's not good looking? You're just blind.
Nobody. Sorry. I mean, so, and even the stepdad agreed that she was the hottest.
Duh.
Which is a, you know, I mean, that's kind of obvious. Who are you going to say? Hillary?
Just Dude, let me throw up on cameraman.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she bleeds adrenochrome. That's her period right there.
I kind of think she does.
She probably does. But whenever she started ragging on, what's her name? Melania.
Yeah.
She started ragging on her. So then I started going at one of her quote unquote girls. And I
Michelle.
Said, I started saying, well, I mean, you know, let's not forget that whenever Trump was in the White House, he was the first president that was down for gay marriage. Yep. We never had a president before that was down for gay marriage. Yep. And I said, even old Barry, whenever he was in office, he wasn't down for gay marriage, even though he's married to a fucking dude.
Oh, and, my God, you did not say it.
Yeah, I said it.
How'd she take it?
Dude, and she goes, wait, what are you talking about?
Michael?
She goes, he's married to Michelle. And I said, oh, you mean Big Mike? Oh, Big Mike? Dude, she came at me. She goes, this is like the poor me thing. She's like, how could anybody ever say, just drag such a first lady's name through the mud? She was so beautiful, and she did this, she did that.
As you're
and I
dragging
said,
Melania through the mud.
I said,
pot and kettle?
Do you think I forgot what you just said 2 minutes ago? No. You were just, literally...
dragging the one of our first ladies.
Yeah, the hottest one ever.
Correct.
And so that's just the
although
the,
I don't know
the
don't
hypocrisy.
Know, JFK's wife, old Jackie O, she was also a stunner. If we're going to call a spade,
she was straight. She was no Marilyn.
Well, no, but Marilyn wasn't the first lady. She was the first
first hoe, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say the first mistress.
R.I.P. Yes.
R.I.P. That'd be crazy if that was a real title.
I know.
In other countries, it is. A couple of years back, the French president married his mistress.
Did he know?
Yeah, he divorced his wife and married his mistress. He had a couple of them.
Hail to France.
But you know what I mean? In other countries, shit's just different. They just operate different ways.
But no, what I'm trying to get at, dude, is that, you know, we have this idea of what our country is and what our country stands for and how everything that the country and the government and even the dark government, people don't believe that that's even a real thing. It blows my mind. We have just this big idea that they're all for us. And right. They're not. I'm sorry. They're not. Whenever you go back and you look at what Bill Clinton, put in stone, so to say, he basically allowed manipulation through media.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%. I mean, he was all for that. Ever since then, it has been going straight downhill. They start to tease you a little bit. They start to say, you know, they start to,
honestly,
you know, kind of go with their opinions. And now we're just being flooded with opinions. There's no news. It's just opinions now.
I tell you what, dude. You know who started that? Actually, was Walter Cronkite.
Old Cronkite,
so
yeah.
So here's what happened. This was back when Vietnam War was raging. And at the time, we were getting, that was the first war where there was actual live footage. Not necessarily live, but they were recording it and playing it on mainstream TV, your news, you saw actual war videos.
Right.
And at the time, that was just news. It was facts. It's what's really going on. There was no opinion on this.
None.
Until Walter Cronkite one day gave his 2 cents on this situation. And from that point forward, every news anchor decided to take it and spin it to make their opinion known. Because
opinions garner ratings.
Right.
Is right. really what it is.
That's what it became.
And unfortunately, they've watered it down so much that CNN is barely hanging on, dude.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Thank God. Thanks, 6 pound, 8 ounce baby Jesus for that. Okay. CNN. But they're never going to go down because they're government funded. And who funds the government? None other than you and me.
Well, allegedly. Well, the taxpayers fund the government, but who steals the funds?
I mean, what happened to all that money that was, you know, what was that? The back in 9/11.
Oh, yeah. There's $3 trillion unanswered dollars. And then next thing you know, nobody's talking about it. Well, we got more important things to talk about.
Donald Rumsfeld, I believe.
Rumsfeld was, yeah, he was Secretary of Defense at the time.
Yeah, and he just goes, oh, well, I don't know what happened to it. Next day, literally the next day.
Literally. And Building 7, which did not get hit by anything, fell.
Yes. And that
was the building where they were doing the investigation.
All
that
you
was
heard was, pull it!
Yep. Oh, God. God, Bush pulled it. We know that. We knew that, though.
Yep.
But again, we were just crazy tinfoil hat people. And now that's another thing. More people believe that there was some bullshit with 9/11 than believe that it was actually exactly what we were told.
Right.
I'm happy about that. I'm happy that people are actually questioning the narrative.
You know, it's just very sad, too, because how many people, like, joined the military because they thought that we were really fighting the good fight and going over there because they came over and they went past enemy lines and they crossed into our country, and now we got to go fuck them up, and we started coming up with all these names of all these jihadis and all that stuff. And really, it was just us, dude. It was just us. It's always us. The only people that can attack us is us. There's nobody else. I don't believe that.
Not to mention, we created those jihadis.
Exactly. If somebody was to attack us and they were dressed in different uniforms, maybe they looked a little bit different from us.
That would never happen.
Believe you me, it is because we allowed them to do it.
When you look at America strictly on a geographical standpoint, no other country can invade us. It's an impossibility. We're too big. We cover literally from an ocean to a whole another fucking ocean.
Right.
The only way it's possible is through land, which by that point we know they're coming.
Yeah.
It's an impossible feat. You have to hit us in a Pearl Harbor type of way where it's like a hit and run tactic, or a 9/11 type of way, or even realistically the biggest threat to us would be EMPs. Electromagnetic pulses.
Yeah.
Basically, if you took down the power grid in this country, okay, and I don't mean like, oh, the grid. Hear me out. If you took out all the electricity from this country, gone, it's not coming back, right? That would be more detrimental to America's everyday existence than anything else.
Right, right.
Because most Americans have no idea how to function without air conditioning.
It's hard to do in Louisiana, I'll say that. Hurricane Ida. That one really showed us, bro.
But think about it, man. Think about if you had no refrigerator. You have no air conditioning. You have no lights. You have no internet.
It sucks.
Most people don't know how to function because they've never had to function under those circumstances.
Right.
That is the
biggest
threat.
Also way more people that are using, medical devices, pharmaceuticals, and all that stuff, basically just to stay alive these days. Thank you, Big Pharma, for, you know, putting these people at most risk if something like this were to happen. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of good pharmaceuticals out there. Whenever I get sick, I pop a couple of Aleves. I'm right back up to normal, baby.
Oh, yeah, dude. Especially during the hurricane. We had a family member who's on dialysis. We had to run the generator just so he could go do his thing.
That's crazy, dude.
It's a real thing, and I get that. And same with diabetics. They have to keep their insulin cold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a real thing. I'm not saying that would weed out the weak. Don't misinterpret. I'm just saying as far as the biggest threat to our country as a actual attack goes, the power grid would be the biggest one.
We got a question.
Oh, what's up?
What are y'all's thoughts on Biden handing over his responsibilities to Legs Up Harris? Well, that was only temporarily from what I understood because he had to have some kind of medical thing. But it was
a colonoscopy, dude.
Right, but it was kind of weird.
He took a finger to the butt and had to hand over power to her for what, a day or two?
I mean,
like, yo, calm down, Joe.
I mean, it's
not
weird,
like you felt
though.
The finger anyway. You've been getting raw dogged by China for years.
Yeah, well, not only that. I mean, he's been raw dogging little kids all over the time. Who knows? I mean, maybe
all them kids he's been sniffing.
Yep,
dude.
There's a reason,
dude.
There's a reason for that. I love when the kids just, you know, rub my hairs on my legs.
Oh my God, in the pool and the blonde hairs, and I know about education, bro. What? That was a real thing that your president said.
Poor kids are just as bright as white kids.
Oh my God. And I cannot believe he got away with calling Negroes.
Right.
That is not a term that is used anymore. You did not just say that on the mic.
Listen, you are being red-pilled. If you are unaware of any of this stuff, if all this stuff was being blared on the news, you'd be furious because the news would tell you what to do. We are trying to teach you how to form your own opinion. Look at everything that's really going on. Listen to what they're all saying and understand they're only trying to veer you one other way so that you don't stay on track with their bullshit. We're here to open up that third eye all day long, baby.
All times.
And that's what we are all about, the red pill. You know, there's some people are blue-pilled, some people are red-pilled, some people are black-pilled. You heard of a black pill before?
I've heard of it, it's but what whenever, is the new phrase?
The black pill is whenever you just, like...
Oh, a nihilist?
You just believe we're fucked.
Oh, nihilism. Okay. Yeah,
basically.
Which, to be honest with you, there's a lot of merit to nihilism these days.
Sure.
When you look at the grand scheme of things, especially when you get down to you get into these rabbit holes into the conspiracy world, and you realize how fucked we all are.
Yeah.
And you also realize that even talking about it to other people, you'll just get looked at like you're insane.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get depressed. It's very easy to get black-pilled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you have to remain hopeful, because if not, they win.
So I was in a loading dock today. I was unloading a truck, right, at work. And I started talking about adrenochrome.
Oh, here we go.
And so there was this, I started talking about it, and the person who I was talking to knew what adrenochrome was, because we started talking about the EpiPen, and what happens with EpiPens is whenever they expire, they turn into basically adrenochrome.
They do, chemically speaking. They become a very low dose.
Right,
but
right.
It is still chemically adrenochrome.
Right, and so... But there was another person that was listening in who was actually the owner of the company of the truck that we were unloading, right? And she goes, wait, hold on. She goes, I'm busy right now, but I want to come back to this conversation. And then she comes back and she's like, what are you talking about again? What's adrenochrome? And I said, oh, shit. Do I separate work from pleasure, or do I just go balls deep? I only know one way, baby. Right. It's only balls deep. It's always time to open up that third eye, even always to people I don't know, baby. That's so I started talking to her about what adrenochrome was, and talking to her about the EpiPens, and talking to her about Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin sucking out, you know, the walnut and drinking the adrenochrome and ripping people's faces off for fucking Frazzle Trip. And I am opening up third eyes all across the world, baby. That's just the way I feel like it's our duty, bro.
It is. At this point, it literally is a job.
And so, but here's the thing. I even explained to her about how adrenochrome was mentioned in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Whenever it's not a new concept.
Johnny Depp pulled up a little vial of it. He goes, what's adrenochrome? And, you know, he starts talking about it. It's the most hardcore drug. It's, you know, and so the story goes on and on. And I don't know. I really love talking to people about it because it's believable.
Absolutely.
It's very believable. You understand that these people that are the highest up, dude, they're all pedophiles. They don't give two fucks about anybody. There are no rules. There's no soul in these people.
Absolutely. And Epstein Island had a lot of that going on. It wasn't just sex trafficking. When you talk about sex trafficking rings, you have to bring up adrenochrome too, because once these kids are used up to their purpose, they get used to another purpose.
Yes.
Because most of these kids that were
organ harvesting and such.
Right. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell started out with Epstein bringing in high school girls when they were still in the States. When they got to the island, all those undocumented kids in cages that were on the border, what do you think happened to them? They didn't go home. No one came to claim them. They just disappeared.
Yeah.
They got handled.
But you can't, they got brought you can't to just the disappeared. Island. We're not magicians out here. Okay? Right.
They got brought to the island or other places and used for this purpose.
So why is it such a big deal about this whole Ghislaine Maxwell case? I mean, it's the same reason that Epstein got suicided, because he basically was going to come out and rat out everybody else just to save his own life. And unfortunately, he got handled. Yeah, the security guards walked away. The cameras went out. He just so happened to have, 10 jumpsuits to hang himself from something that, you know, he was taller than where he was hanging from. None of it made sense, but it doesn't have to make sense. They don't want it to make sense. They want you to just say, oh, that's weird, and then, you know, turn back on SportsCenter.
Right.
So what we're getting at right now is about how this whole thing with Rittenhouse and how it's being blown out of proportion and what exactly is it covering. There's always false flags, and this lady is going to really break it down for us.
And I want to bring this up too. It's on TMZ, and before everybody's like, oh, that's just paparazzi's. And hold on, hear me out now. When Michael Jackson died, okay, TMZ had the exclusive coverage. They had CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all these people with helicopter cameras watching for the hearse to roll out. TMZ already had the video of him halfway down the road. Like, they were at least 15 minutes before anyone else.
It's raw and uncut.
It is raw and uncut. Granted, a lot of what they talk about is very pointless.
They talk about a lot of retarded shit.
It's true journalism, though.
Right.
At its core. So, here we go.
They're not making stuff up.
Has become so high profile. The nature of the allegations are so awful. You know, I think that there are many people who really struggle with the idea that a woman, particularly a woman who grew up with the kind of benefits that she did, you know, these charges, obviously she's denied them, but these charges that she would put children in harm's way, you know, it's the trial, certainly, of the year.
The remaining part of the story would be Ghislaine or someone else involved sort of naming names of people who were, you know, who were partying with Epstein and doing the same things.
It's not just partying with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein couldn't have done what he did without an entire global socioeconomic support group. Mm. And that support group, it turns out, consists of, and I'm not suggesting that these men were necessarily abusing young women, but they were in the Jeffrey Epstein fan club. And you have Bill Gates, Leslie Wexner, you know, retail giant, Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton at one point, the financier Leon Black, various academics, various high, you know, CEO of Barclays has just had to step down because 1,200 emails between him and Jeffrey Epstein were found. You know, it raises the question, what were all these men doing with this man, particularly when they knew he was a known sex offender? And I try to answer some of that in this documentary series because Ghislaine, in many ways, is a gateway to that world because it's the world she grew up in. It's the world, you know, she had the Rolodex.
So,
dude,
here's where I'm at with it. Let's say that all of those people she just named didn't do anything with them kids. They did.
Definitely.
But let's talk in the world of hypotheticals and fantasies.
Well, dude, there's already like Bill Gates' wife has already left him as a result of his supposed hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. But here's my point. Even if these people did nothing with those kids, they knew about it and did nothing to stop it.
Mm.
Therefore, they're equally as guilty and should be fried alongside them.
Yes. I'm sorry. Bill Gates, your computers suck. Your Xbox is second to PlayStation. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Respectfully disagree.
I actually own an Xbox. I can't really say too much, but I know. Every time I look at it, I say, fuck Bill Gates. I mean, you got Les Wexner, who was the owner of Victoria's Secret. You got, you know, Tom Hanks. All these movies that are coming out, all Tom Hanks. And I'm sorry, my lovely girlfriend, who is probably tuned in right now. We just got done watching. I just watched The Polar Express for the first time the other night. Awesome movie. It's he was the train movie, conductor.
He was kid. He was the conductor. Yeah. He was the hobo. He was the elf. He was a bunch of people.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, dude. I couldn't help it. But just watch his eyes as that character in this cartoon. I'm looking for him to see if he's checking out some kid's ass, dude. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I can't look at Tom Hanks the same way. I can't look at Bill Gates the same way. I can't look at Les Wexner. I mean, the beautiful. I mean, all of the lingerie that this man was able to bring forth to all of us grizzled men out there with just needs. I can't even do it anymore because it's off the backs of all these poor girls who were just sold basically into this sex slavery and eventually, I'm sure,
not to mention harvested the for their organs. That produced all of that lingerie.
Yeah.
The prisoners that were working for a penny a day, or the poor kids in Malaysia that were working for like maybe a fifth of a Doritos bag a day.
Right.
Yeah,
a fifth of a Doritos bag. That shit is mainly air as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, I mean, this is what we're talking about. Whenever we're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, dude, yeah, all that is good and great, and, you know, it's good that he got off and all that stuff.
But it's a distraction.
It is, dude, they don't put out news unless it is to split people up. It's to garner, you know, different things. There is no, I've never met a person who has said, oh, Ghislaine Maxwell, she's, you know, she's innocent. She didn't do anything. No, everybody knows. Everybody knows that Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right.
Everybody in the world is waiting on this verdict as far as Ghislaine Maxwell, and we're going to be following along it because we actually did a show whenever it first happened, dude, and we kept on saying, oh, when's this going to happen? When's this going to happen? Now, she's been locked up in a jail in Brooklyn, and supposedly she's coming out, and she had, like, this bruised eye,
yeah.
And supposedly the reason was is because, you know, there's not enough good nutrition, and the people here are mean, and they keep on flashing lights, and they're
welcome
hurting me.
Welcome to the real world, bitch.
It's like,
just
dude,
saying, welcome to prison.
Dude, Ghislaine, I'm sorry you can't get Ghislaine'd in the face like how you used to be. But, you know, you look at her. We actually tried to pull up a couple images, but unfortunately my Bluetooth is acting like a baby back biznatch right now.
It'd be like that.
But there was actually a picture. This was back in, what was it, April? And it was of Ghislaine Maxwell with a bruised eye.
And everybody
kept on saying,
she looked like shit. Dude, that's what happens when adrenochrome stops the withdrawals from it. I'll tell you what. Limitless, the movie.
Yes, I love that movie.
That's a perfect example. Whenever, like, all these upper elites are on this random pill.
Yep.
Just for the sake of argument, imagine that would be adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Then you had that one girl who was off of it for a while.
Yeah.
And she was struggling just to survive.
Hard.
That's what it's like.
Super hard. And so, I mean, look, anybody that's interested in what the effects of the lack of adrenochrome does to you, look at pictures of Johnny Depp right now.
Who?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say poor guy. You're eating fucking adrenochrome. You can go fuck yourself.
I also think Amber Heard kind of sucked the soul out of that boy.
Sure, dude. But there's no amount of depression that is going to morph your face like that. Yeah. Unlike something like adrenochrome.
Oh, you heard about Marilyn Manson, too?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. So basically, every mom from the 90s who didn't want their kids listening to Marilyn Manson because he's a pervert and this, that, and the other.
He could suck his own dick because he removed his ribs.
What?
Fair. That's what I heard when I was growing up.
But come to find out, it's true. He's very big into child porn.
That doesn't even surprise me.
I'm very upset by it because I like him as an artist. But then when I found that out, I'm like, well, Manson can go fuck himself,
dude,
too.
Dude, you knew he was a freak, though.
Yeah, but that didn't necessarily mean that it had to be with kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like Russell Brand. Everybody knew he was a freak. You ever hear of Russell Brand fucking with no kids?
No, I love Russell Brand. Shout out to Russell Brand. You're a fucking stud.
Oh, man. Back in the day when he was on drugs and shit, he was going off the deep end.
Yeah, he was.
But even then, he never fucked with pedophiles.
No,
and now that he's
dude.
Cleaned up his act and he's clean and sober and he's like actually trying to make the world a better place.
He's got one of the best podcasts out there right now. If you haven't listened to Russell Brand, he's got a YouTube channel, podcast, all that stuff. Great shit.
Tune in. He's very fast. I will tell you that. You better be on your P's and Q's to catch all of what he's throwing at you.
Right.
But you want to talk about an insightful, smart motherfucker who does not get his fair due. I'm just
saying.
Right,
right. And you know what? Well, I would say that, you know, a lot of these shows that are made out there really to just, as we like to say, open up third eyes, they're all kind of really branching off of, you know, the foundation, and I know we're probably going to get scolded for this, the foundation that Alex Jones kind of built. He kind of set the foundation for this kind of shit, and so big shout out to him, even if the frogs are turning gay, even if Sandy Hook was this or was that.
Oh, yeah, he's getting sued for that Sandy Hook thing. The frogs turning gay, come to find out, was true.
Yeah, hermaphrodites.
Yeah, which...
They were both.
Yeah. But then that happens in the reptile world with those kind of chemicals introduced.
It's weird.
But, yeah, the Sandy Hook thing, you went a little too hard with that, homie.
He did. But you know what? You can't blame him for, you know, looking at all the false flags, all the quote-unquote actors. I mean, it's the same people that are in all these school shootings.
With you?
I see where he went. I think he just kind of got sucked into it a little too deep.
But you can't, and I'm with you as far as the false flags, all the things, all the stuff, with you. Dive deeper, find the bullshit.
Right.
1,000%. But you can't tell a bunch of grieving parents that their kids didn't really die to their faces.
Yeah.
For years. Like, dude,
You know what, though? There's actually a little bit of evidence regarding that, too, I kind of want to bring up. So, supposedly, whenever all that shit went down, I don't know if it was Sandy Hook or the Parkland shooting or any of that shit. I do know there was one of those school shootings, but supposedly a bunch of those kids that supposedly died were at the Super Bowl one year. Like after this happened, like after they supposedly had already died, they were at the Super Bowl for the halftime show. They were standing out there with all the musicians and shit.
Huh. And are you sure it wasn't the survivors?
No, dude, no. That was the craziest thing. It, like, these were the people that died.
We're going to have to dive deeper on that one.
We're going to have to one day.
Oh, my God.
Because it was the craziest shit. But you see it all the time. I mean, look at, what was his name? Hogg.
Oh, God.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Jesse Hogg or some shit.
He's a punk bitch. I don't remember
I mean, this dude has been to literally every school shooting.
Oh, my God. And wasn't he like 22 at the time of the shooting? Like, he wasn't even supposed to be at that high school?
Not even supposed to.
Not to mention his dad was a fed.
Yeah.
There was some shit with that one.
So this is all dark government shit. Indeed. There's just trying to take our attention away to you know, and that's how they know if we're waking up or not. Oh, 99.9% of people didn't notice that the same people that died at this school shooting were at the Super Bowl? Oh, they're fucked. We can just tell them whatever we want. And it just all the way goes back to that old CIA agent back in the 80s. And he was saying, you know, look, we will know that we have done what we were supposed to do whenever everything that the American people believe is false. I mean, this is the hypnosis that we're under, dude.
They're almost there, but more and more these days, because we are in the age of information, because everything is a Google search away, we have all the technology of the world at our fingertips.
Yes.
Because of that, we are now have in this new wave of people who want true information and are willing to dive deeper and find it on their own rather than listen to Mr. Teleman or Mr. News Anchor, Mr. Radio Talk Show Host. We have people that actually are diving deeper and slowly but surely... opening up their third eye.
Slowly but surely. You know what? And I'm okay with that. We've been doing this for a little bit over a year, and we are constantly getting just great comments, whether it be on YouTube, which we're not on anymore because they're a bunch of commies, or podcasts, or they're messaging us on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, whether it be on TikTok. People are all coming out saying, wow, your guys' podcast is so good. Thank you so much for spreading all this good information. And that feels good to me.
It does indeed.
It does feel good to me. And I swear, it's almost every day that we're getting one of those messages, and I always send them to Jacob or show them to Jacob.
Absolutely,
we're
just like, man.
We're just like, dude, like, you know, we're not wasting our time. We're not just sitting here talking to ourselves. We're talking to a lot of people now, and the numbers just keep on rising and rising and rising. So,
and all that is because of you, our good cult members, who are sharing the good word.
Yes.
So we appreciate you.
Sharing it, liking it, subscribing. Please, if you haven't done so already, if you're interested in watching all of our extra content and all the stuff that we took off of YouTube, and it's all going over to Rockfin, you can still listen to our show free on podcast, but if you are interested in watching the video or any extra content, you can go subscribe to us on Rockfin. Just go to rockfin.com/cultofconspiracy. We're all over that joint, dude. Everybody's going there. No, everybody's so sick and tired of YouTube and all this crap of everybody getting censored. Like, we used to, like, literally, even TikTok is censoring us now, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the past three videos that I've uploaded, we're not getting any views on it. Whereas the video right before that, we got like 60,000 views or some crazy shit. It just doesn't make any sense because the content we're putting out is stuff that people should definitely be willing to hear. But, you know, conspiracy TikTok has been taken away, unfortunately. So if you are interested in helping out, supporting your boys over the Cults of Conspiracy, we would really appreciate it. However, if you just want to listen for free, we'll open up that third eye for free all day long, baby.
All day.
So, what's the verdict here? What's your opinion? What do you think is going to go on with Ghislaine Maxwell? Is she going to get Epstein'd?
I think it depends on what she actually says. She could plead the fifth and remain silent, which is her right to do. And
but she also doesn't want to be in that jail.
No, she doesn't.
She is getting sick and tired of it.
So here's what I hope will happen. I hope that she tries to make a deal and she drops some names and things start to move. What I think will actually happen, she will attempt to drop names, she will get suicided, and the case will never be discussed again. I'm very upset that that's probably what's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I try to remain optimistic, but looking at the tides of it all, that's kind of what I'm expecting. Same with Epstein. He was about to drop all the names. He got suicided. Ghislaine doesn't know as much as he does. Or Ghislaine, whatever, you know what I'm talking about, Maxwell. She doesn't know as much as he does, but she was also his bottom bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. It's for those of you that don't know what that means, his right hand.
Right, right, okay? Right. Okay.
So she knows more than what anyone else will ever know. She was with Epstein from the beginning, before the island was even a thing. She was with him. So I think that this is going to be a very interesting, a very long overdue trial.
We'll see. Hopefully it gets all the attention that Rittenhouse got, all the attention that OJ got.
Man, please, y'all. Please, anybody listening.
All the attention that Casey Anthony got.
All of the energy that y'all put into this Rittenhouse shit. Please put that same energy into this next case.
Even if you're not sharing our show, like, share the information all across the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff. This stuff needs to get absolutely blown out of proportion.
Talk
because
about it,
the man. More people talk about it, the more people will be paying attention, the more people will be diving, doing these dive deeps, or the deep dives,
yeah,
rather. And, I mean, the more eyes and the more ears that are on it. And the media will have no choice but to cover this shit.
Please, talk about it with your friends. Bring it up. Get people's opinions. Get people talking about it so that people will pay attention. Share our content as well, if you so choose. But amongst your own, amongst your friends, in your circles, bring it up. This has to get talked about. We have to know what's going on.
Absolutely. And I would love to give a shout out to somebody who is commenting on our TikTok right now. This dude, he doesn't have a profile picture. I guess he's probably scared to get his identity, you know, probably smashed like I'm about to do on this podcast. SM 129939 says that Trump had Epstein killed, and that was Trump's boy. Okay. All right. Because if anybody has seen the Epstein flight logs, if Trump's name was on that fucking thing, you'd be hearing it all over the news.
Oh, my God. If they had a shred of evidence to prove that Trump had a connection with Epstein in the last 4 years when they were trying to prove a Russian collusion that didn't happen. You don't think that if they had a shred of evidence to say that Epstein and Trump are boys, that they wouldn't have been blasting that shit constantly? No, I'm sorry.
Trump couldn't pick up a glass of water without the entire news, all the news saying his hands were too tiny to lift it.
Right.
And you believe that Epstein and Trump were boys.
I'm sorry.
Your third eye's not open. It's closed.
The evidence does not support the theory. I'm sorry, sir. But anyway.
Yes. Anyway, you know, you're probably just another TikTok goon. Put a profile picture and come at me, bro. Come at me in the direct messages because I will school you on this topic all day long, dude. I'm in the school of hard knocks of conspiracies, baby, and I can do this all night long.
No doubt.
So, but anyway, I get a little riled up whenever people are just retarded sometimes.
I feel you.
And I mean the good way retarded. I don't mean actual, you know. I'm bringing retarded back. I'm bringing
retarded back. You've been trying for a while. I don't think it's going to take, but I'm here for it. We'll see how it goes.
It's fetch, okay? It's so fetch.
Shut up. Jesus.
It's not a thing.
We wear pink on Wednesdays. For those of you that don't know the Mean Girls quotes, then sorry. You need to go check out that movie. It's excellent.
Go check it out. It is a great movie.
Anyway.
Anyhow, I mean, look. We love all of the love that we're receiving. I mean, all the people. I mean, our numbers are just stacking up every single day that we go and check it out. And that's nothing to brag. It's actually to brag on you for everybody that is going out there and liking and sharing and rating us 5 stars and getting the word out. I mean, dude, we had somebody. Did I tell you about this? There was somebody that said that they're playing our conspiracy shows in a school. I said, that's probably not a good idea.
Wait.
They're playing us in a school, bro.
Please do not play us in an educational building.
Don't do
this
it.
This is not rated M. This is not rated E for everybody.
I don't know if they're high schoolers or what.
Okay, I'll be fine with that. They're old enough to open up the third eye.
Yeah, dude, but there was this mom that messaged us on Instagram, and she was saying, oh, we listen to your show all the time, and actually, my boys listen to it. They love conspiracies, and turned out they were both listening to the same podcast, listening to our podcast without even knowing it.
Oh, that's
and
sick.
So the mom went and asked, how do you know about this podcast? And she goes, oh, the teacher actually put it up whenever we had an, you know, like, you remember those days whenever you were in school that they were just like, all right, well, there's no schoolwork today, so just, you know, fuck off or whatever.
Yeah,
or they
much.
Put a movie on or whatever. Yeah. They were putting our podcast up there, dude.
That's insane.
Right?
Also, that teacher's probably going to get fired, but all right. You know?
I mean, shout out if there is a name to this teacher, please come on our show. We would love to have you.
For real.
Because your third eye is all the way open.
If that teacher is out there, or even them high school students are out there, DM us. We will give shout outs all day long to all of our cult members that hit us up.
Oh, hold on. Before we sign off.
No. What's he doing?
Okay, SS129939. Must I repeat your fake robot name that you're not man enough to put a profile picture and not man enough to put a name out there? Your third eye must be your brown eye open. He's got jokes.
Oh,
he's got jokes.
That was very original, sir. I remember my first beer.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not even going to keep on harping on you, but no. I am going to say thank you so much for tuning in.
Absolutely.
You are just another listener. We appreciate the love and all
love
the attention.
Love
we
the
like
listeners.
To talk shit, but we like to get a little bit fun over here.
No doubt.
Anyhow, please go check us out on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, podcast everywhere. You can see a lot of our old stuff on YouTube.
The last one we put up was the Travis Scott Astroworld episode.
Yes, and
which
got a lot of love.
We may put up teasers on YouTube from time to time. We may put up like a little 10-minute clip, 15-minute clip on YouTube. But I think as a program, I think we've outgrown YouTube.
We have.
And that's not because, look, if you look at our followers, we only have like 1.5-something K. I mean, it's not like we're big YouTubers by any means, which we never set out to be. But as far as the message we're trying to get out, I think we have outgrown that platform.
Yes, we're a podcast first. And this is why if you want more than just the podcast, you go to rockfin.com/cultofconspiracy and just support your boys. We'd greatly appreciate
Indeed.
It. Anyhow, until next time, this was another great show.
Mm.
Another great episode of The Cult of Conspiracy. And my name's Jonathan.
I'm Jacob.
And we always want you to remember one very important, extremely vital piece of information. Please just take it to the dome. Red pill yourself. Do yourself one solid. Open up that third eye.